بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. The last two weeks on a Saturday we spoke about Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, the one who did not burn in the fire like Ibrahim alayhi salam. And last week we spoke about how he gave the last money that he had in sadaqah, and he filled his bag with sawdust and he brought it home and miraculously it turned into flour. Today is another incident from his life that has a great lesson for us. It is mentioned that whenever Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi would leave the masjid and return home, then it was his habit to call out the takbir. He would say Allahu Akbar on arriving at the entrance of his yard, and hearing his takbir, his wife would reply calling out the takbir. From the teachings of Islam, it is that a person should announce his arrival. You should not surprise a person, startle a person, because we don't know what condition they are in the home. They need to prepare themselves. And it is not from the teachings of Islam that we should shock a person or surprise them or prank them. This is against the teachings of Islam. When we look at the hadith, we find in one incident, Sahabi took another Sahabi's shoe and sat on it and hid it from him. One person was falling off to sleep, so the next Sahabi prodded him, woke him up. So all these pranks that we play, fool around, surprise people in the name of jest and joking, find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his displeasure at this, causing harm to a fellow Muslim. We have a laugh sometimes at the expense of someone else by causing them harm, by making them afraid, causing them fear, and what is done sometimes. So this is against the teachings of Islam. And this one beautiful teaching is a person should announce his arrival. So now the family knows that my husband is coming, for example, or my family member is going to enter the house. So I must prepare myself, make myself presentable. Or if there is a person is in a certain condition and doesn't want to be seen by others in that condition, then they can change their position or condition. After entering the courtyard of the home, Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi would again call out the takbir, and his wife would similarly respond. Finally, when he would arrive at the door of his home, he would call out the takbir, and his wife would similarly respond with takbir. So this habit of Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi wasn't any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call out the takbir, but just like husband and wife, they have an understanding. Sometimes there are certain phrases, certain words between them. It's like a code word. It's an understanding. Sometimes there's a story behind it. Sometimes it is a sign of love, compassion. So he's playing with his wife like this. She's playing with him in words. And it is a sign of love also. Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi would thereafter enter the home, after which his wife would take his sandals and shawl and she would serve him his food. But one day when Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi arrived at the entrance of his yard, he called out the takbir as normal, but was surprised when he received no response. So now, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Dam wa Rakatum, he says that sometimes when there's a problem in the home, then a person sees, and his wife is not like a human being anymore, she's like a mannequin now. There's no response. So he received no response. Next he entered the courtyard and again he called out the takbir, but again he received no reply. Finally, on entering the home, he called out the takbir once more, but again he received no reply. Now he knows something is wrong. Something is definitely wrong. Because all the time there is a response, and now there's no response. On entering, he found the lamp. Now we as men, we understand this very well. We get no reply. No, there's a problem. Something is wrong. Now we need to figure out now. We need to go deep now to ask, what is the problem? On entering, he found that the lamp had not been lit. And he saw his wife seated with her head lowered, scratching at the ground with a stick. So Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi was perplexed at her behavior, and he asked her, what is the matter? She replied, you have a good relationship with the leader, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and we do not have a servant. Why don't you ask him to provide us with a servant and to give us some money also? So when he heard this, Abu Muslim rahmatullah alayhi became upset. And he understood that someone had influenced and corrupted his wife. You see, this company, everything is going smooth. With our children also, everything is going smooth. With our family also, everything is going smooth. And then that one day, something happened. And most often, it is company. Now, company, not only human company, is technology also. Sometimes it's over a period of time. That one day we will see that real change or the big change, but we don't realize where it is coming from. So it is definitely, it is coming from company. That influence must come from somewhere. Like a father will say that I put my child in a certain school and over a period of time, his habits became very bad. Sohbat, the company of the people there that has changed his habits and his manners. Sometimes you find a father says, I put my child into a certain madrasa, and the mother is noticing within 1 month, 2 months, child has, mashallah, become a very, very obedient child, has become very respectful, is making khidmat now. Why? Because of sohbat and company also. So the family can be influenced by the wrong influences, wrong type of people. Incidentally, the word used is influences also today. People say we are influencers. They are influencing. Influencing people in the wrong way. And our children also get influenced. Our girls also get influenced. The novels that they read. Like it or not, we don't even check the content of the novels that sometimes we allow our children to read. And there's a lot of wrong influences there. A lot of wrong things, encouraging them to do wrong. Nowadays, this LGBTQ is a big thing. The novels today, it's being promoted heavily. So this is also there in the novels also. So the company, technology, where they are going. So he understood that all the time my relationship with my wife was absolutely fine and now something has gone wrong. So he said, oh Allah, blind the one who corrupted my wife. He was a wali of Allah, he was a tabi'i. Coincidentally, a woman who had come to visit earlier had said to her, your husband has a good relationship with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, why don't you tell him to ask Hazrat Muawiyah to give him a servant and some wealth so that you can live in comfort. When Abu Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi made the dua, that woman was seated in a home. At that moment, she was surprised to find that suddenly she could not see and all was dark. She lost her sight. His dua. She asked her household, what happened to the lamp? Is it extinguished? When they replied that the lamp was burning, she instantly realized the error. She went to Abu Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi crying and begged him to make dua for her vision to be restored. Abu Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi immediately felt pity for her and made dua for her, due to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored her sight. So the number one, we learn that the company that we keep, very, very important as men, we are responsible to check on these things. The number two is offending the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is happening in the ulama fraternity and whatever is happening between great people, then it does not behove us to be speaking about these things, to be commenting about these things. This Maulana said this, that Maulana said that, this is happening here in this part of the world, that is happening in that part of the world, as juicy as it may seem, but it is not for us to discuss, because we don't know, both of them could be Allah's friends with a difference of opinion, and we are speaking and commenting and Allah Pak is becoming upset. So if a pious person has been hurt or he ghibat was made of him, then we have to even go and ask him for forgiveness. Imagine. Sometimes we feel that there's a change in my life. The barakah is gone. My concentration is gone. My tilawat is gone. My dua is not the same. What has happened? I can't wake up for salah. I can't attend the salah on time. Sometimes it's these things here. What conversations we're engaging in, and we are criticizing and speaking against Allah Ta'ala's pious people. May Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us, give us the tawfiq to do what is correct.